Well, thank you both for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you back, Denise. And summer is heating up for you at Discovery Depot. The camps start next week.
Yes, they do. And we've got about 16 different offerings.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're pretty excited to roll them all out. And they are popular things that children and families will relate to.
That's right. If you look at the list on their website, go to discoverydepot.org. You see all the camps. Next week is... What?
Peppa Pig.
Oh, there, Peppa Pig. In fact, on the commercial, I did the snort, you know, because I wasn't familiar with Peppa Pig until we had our grandchild.
And now you know.
And now I know Peppa Pig.
So we do. We have Peppa Pig Camp and Buzz and Friends, because Buzz is back.
Yeah.
So he's the hot commodity for this summer. Is Buzz
Lightyear.
Lightyear.
Yep,
that's
Buzz Lightyear.
Right.
Yeah.
So all things Buzz and Peppa for our first week of camp.
Oh, that's going to be so fun. And the ages of the camp for next week?
I think the camps next week are 4 and up. Okay. We're targeting more. Actually, Peppa Pig Camp is ages 3 and up.
Okay.
So it's more the preschool group for the first two camps that we're rolling out. And then we jump right into those kids that are in the primary grades. We thought we'd give them a week off, right? A couple weeks before they jump back into stuff.
And there is such a wide variety of different camps and different activities, right, Leslie?
There really is. We have a lot that are centered around those characters that kids know and love. And then as we get further into the summer, we've got a lot of STEM-themed camps, like our Lego Challenge Camp. We'll be looking at building different things like a candy dispenser out of Legos.
Oh, wow.
We've got a camp about things that are built to move, like a car that's powered by water, and a lot of those fun science-y and art-themed things.
And some slimy things, too.
Oh, my gosh,
I saw Shrek Camp is coming up.
We all
camp
love
Shrek,
slime.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right. And, you know, kids love science. They love messy science.
Yeah.
And so that's been kind of an area that we've really been exploding into with all of our programs this past school year. But definitely for summer, there's a lot of science components into everything. That just fits with our hands-on learning theme that we have at the museum.
Absolutely. And we're going to dig into the more specifics of these camps as we go along in our time together today. But I also wanted to talk, Denise, this is a big time for Discovery Depot. Tourism coming to Galesburg. Discovery Depot draws a lot of people from out of this area to Galesburg.
We absolutely do. And summer is our silly season. It kicks off right after Memorial Day all the way through the first week of August. We have so many out of town, out of this region visitors that come to Discovery Depot. In the summertime, we get a lot of Amtrak riders. You know, parents up in the suburbs that are looking for something to do for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Galesburg's very affordable for them, even
Absolutely.
With the Amtrak ride. And our museum is so low price compared to what they're used to up near Chicago. We draw very heavily from Iowa. You know, Illinois is a great place to come to visit children's museums. We have many more than they do in Iowa or Indiana or Wisconsin. And Discovery Depot is one of those top ones in the state of Illinois. So.
Yeah.
We're definitely running, 60% out-of-town visitors on any day of the week at the museum when we're in the summertime. And we're closer to 20% out-of-state. And when I look at our monthly zip codes.
Wow.
So we track all that data. We're keeping track. We're sending people downtown to eat. We're sending them, to go shop. Go check out our boutiques, our coffee shops. So we're definitely trying to get them to learn more about our community
Absolutely.
While they're there.
That's wonderful. Now, you're also opening earlier.
We are.
For the summertime. Is it just for the summer or is it?
It's for the summer.
Okay.
We'll reevaluate and see how it goes when we get into the school year. It starts next week on Tuesday. We are opening at 9 a.m. So Tuesday, Wednesdays, Thursdays, 9 a.m. Friday is 10 a.m. again. And Sunday is back to 9 a.m. and noon on Sundays.
Okay.
So Fridays is the first hour is only for those that are 3 and under. It's our infant and toddler time. So we open at 10.
Oh.
You know, those toddlers are on the floor. And so we keep it to the littles for that first hour on Fridays.
Yeah.
And that's all year long. But we've opened up the rest of the day so that when those little guys get out of bed and they're looking for something to do, they can come to the museum at 9 a.m. and well before any of the pools in the area open. So you could do two things that day. If you have your kids or grandkids and are looking for something, Discovery Depot in the morning, pool in the afternoon. As you know, we got a great facility lakeside here right in Galesburg,
right.
too.
I'd like to step back and talk about each of you. Denise, you're from around this area here, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Born and raised in Galesburg. Yeah. Graduated Carl Sandburg College, went to Western Illinois University, and came back to the area. So I've been here my whole life.
How long have you been with Discovery Depot?
I am 11 years.
My gosh.
At Discovery Depot this summer. Mm-hmm. So a long time, and I can say it still is exciting, and I love to go to work every day.
You've been involved in some of the really big changes at Discovery Depot.
I have. Yeah. I have overseen the first floor renovation, which actually happened in the end of 2013. It's hard to believe that renovation
10 years.
Is 10 years old now. Mm. The museum still looks as pristine as ever. If you walk in on the first floor, you would never guess that that Ferris wheel has been there for 10 years or the farm. So I'm really pretty proud of how well everything has held up and what a great job my staff over the years has done taking care of our facility. And then again in 2019, we opened up the second floor, and that was a big expansion because that was gravel, concrete, broken concrete floors up there. Mm. So that was a huge expansion to move into that area.
Yeah, it's so many wonderful things there. And for you to be involved in that for, you know, for so long, but Discovery Depot goes back even farther.
They do. We're 27 years old year. And we've grown a lot in 27 years. I would say just by the sheer nature of our community, our businesses, our sponsors, our donors, and our visitors wanting us to be here. Nationwide, we're a phenomenon. Many cities our size do not have anything like a children's museum like we have. Mm-hmm. It's a rarity. Mm-hmm. So we're very competitive with Peoria, Bettendorf, Rockford, all the other places, which are all bigger metropolitan areas that are having children's museums within their boundaries. So something for Galesburg to be really proud of, that we have this museum and that it is growing and thriving and continues to be here as part of our community.
How big is your staff?
Right now we have a staff of about 17.
Okay.
We're down. Our highest staff number was 30 right before COVID hit. Mm-hmm. We went all the way down to 7, so we're back up to 17. The museum this year is finally seeing numbers that we saw in 2019. As you know, with COVID, travel was one of the, or the tourism industry was one of the hardest hit industries. And so 22 was a great year for us, but we still weren't back to where we were in 2019. And I think this year we're going to hit it.
Oh, that's great.
So barring any huge gas price increases, again, that tourism component. So if people are driving an hour in, if the gas is way high, that will impact us at Discovery Depot. So we're hoping everything stays good.
Absolutely. Well, Leslie, you are, you've been with Discovery Depot now. You said you've got an anniversary coming up, right?
Tuesday, actually, I've been at Discovery Depot for 6 years.
Oh, boy.
It's been a really great time. I started in high school. I worked in the guest services position, you know, on the floor, meeting people and letting them into the museum and all of that. And then a couple of years ago, I moved up into the office. I started working as an administrative assistant and then stepped into the program coordinating position when that became open to fill. And I loved it. I love getting to work hands-on with the kids, and It's just incredible.
What does the program, I mean, it seems probably seems obvious to most people listening, but what does your job entail?
So I plan all of the regular programs that we have every week during the school year. We have a couple of classes for infants and toddlers and preschoolers that are kind of more skill development focused. And, you know, we look at that fine motor and the kinds of things that they're going to need to go into kindergarten. And then we also have an art and science class for homeschool students during the week on Thursdays. And I really love doing that, getting into the messy art and science that they don't always get to do at home, you know. And then we also have very engaging programs every weekend that we kind of try and get parents involved. We call them pass-through programs.
So
they can come stop in, and we have Science Saturdays and Kids Engineer and things that get kids and parents involved together.
Oh, wow. Are you from around this area?
I am. I've lived in Galesburg my whole life.
Okay. Is this what you wanted to do with your career? I mean, working with kids and all that?
I wouldn't say it's exactly what I planned, but I'm really enjoying it. I've always loved working with kids, and so it's just kind of happened, and it's been perfect.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you started as kind of a part-time job in high school, and now it's you know, it's your career right now.
It is.
You are still looking for good people.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Yes, we are. We can always use more people that can. Like I said, like I started in the guest services position, greeting people, letting them into the museum, helping us keep that such a pristine facility, like Denise mentioned. And then you have also the opportunity to work in programming, work with the kids, and especially in the summer, you know, we always need an extra person in the summer camps, get into, we talked about earlier, making that slime and all the fun art projects, and that's always a fun thing to help with.
Looking for a fun summer here with your summer camps that are kicking off next week. We talked a little bit about them, Peppa Pig and Buzz Lightyear.
That's right. What a great way to kick off the summer.
But what is the theme of your summer camps this year?
Yeah, our theme this year is Be Inspired.
Okay.
So it's Imagine, Engage, and Create.
Yeah.
So it fits perfectly with the mission of Discovery Depot because we're all about inspiring learning for kiddos and also for helping parents to just, you know, facilitate that learning so the parent or the caregiver is the one that's actively engaging with the child. And our camps are the same way. You can drop off or you can stay.
Oh.
We love to have parents in, but if you feel like you want to stay the first day for camp and then the next day maybe you want to go grab a cup of coffee or run to Aldi's, that's fine if they're good on their own. So either way, we welcome parents' involvement. But camps are, you do have that option with summer camps that you don't have during the school year with our other programs.
Gotcha. So. Now, obviously, you know, parents, grandparents are thinking about safety if they're going to drop off their kids. You've got lots of people there to make sure the kids are safe. And
they're,
I'm sure that's a big
they're pretty
part of
much
it.
In the classroom in the camp. And you might find this hard to believe, but we don't have a problem with children walking out of the fun museum. So
yeah, I can't
we
imagine.
We more have children crying as their parents are taking them out of the museum.
Sure.
So it's not really an issue for us that kids will wander out the front door. They're pretty involved and want to stay inside the museum most times.
You've seen me dragging my granddaughter out of there before. It's not easy. She is like, wow, no,
right.
Pop, no. No.
It's a hard place to leave.
Yeah. I had to buy her one of the big ducks, the giant ducks, because she just, you know, she didn't want to leave the duck there. So I bought it in the gift shop. So,
Absolutely. Children are safe when they're there.
That's
we
great.
Have staff, and all of our staff is dialed in, including our front desk, and they're watching those doors. And we don't really have a problem with that at all.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So let's dig into, let's talk about the details about signing up for camp. Each week is a different, there's two different camps each week, and then you have to sign up a few days before, right? Is that, what's the deadline?
Yes, the Friday before.
Okay.
So this, today will be the cutoff for next week's camp.
Gotcha.
As far as online, if you decide last minute you really want to do it, then call the museum over the weekend and we can probably squeeze you in. The camps are all on our website.
Yes.
Or you can call the museum. If you do go on our website, you just need to know the date of the camp. So if you're looking at a camp in the, you know, the second week of July, you just have to go to the calendar and find that. And there's pictures even to help you once you get on the calendar. So that's the best way to do it. You can do, you know, working moms and dads, they can sign their kids up at 9 o'clock at night.
And pay
camp.
For it. And pay for it.
And pay for it right there.
Okay,
yeah.
That's
so
wonderful.
So it's all taken care of.
Yeah.
So
Denise Gerstenberger is the executive director of Discovery Depot Children's Museum here in Galesburg. Leslie Stransky is the program's coordinator. Let's get into those camps. Next week is we said Peppa Pig and Buzz Lightyear. What comes up the next week?
Go ahead, Leslie. Want to share?
Yeah. So after that, we're going to have a couple of more STEM and building focused camps. We're going to have a camp all about building to move. So cars and rockets and air power, exploring motor power, water power, all of those different kinds of things. And along with that, we're going to do a Lego camp in the afternoon. That one I am particularly excited about. Legos are just so much fun, and discovering all the different things that you can build with them that are not those kits that you get in the store.
Now, they don't have to bring their own Legos for that. You got
thousands
it all.
Of
there.
Yeah. We have a ton of
got
Legos.
It all there. And again, this is June 13th. These camps usually last, 3 days?
Yeah, they are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays. And the price, I will say this, Chris, the price is very affordable. Most of our camps range between $40 and $50 for all 3 days.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's not the one day. It's all 3 days. So when you're signing up, for that time slot for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay. So this is June 13th through the 15th, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
All right.
So the next week, that would be June 20th through the 22nd, we have Encanto Fans Camp. So Encanto, it's hot right now.
We don't talk about Bruno. My gosh.
And it is probably one of our leading camps as far as registrations go right now is Encanto.
Yes.
So I would encourage parents if they think they want in that camp, because we do cut off after a certain number.
Sure.
We can only handle, a couple dozen kids at a time down there with our staff. So we do cut off at a certain number, and Encanto is very much leading the race right now of popular camps. And then Glow Camp 2 is right after that, which is a lot of black light science and art.
Black lights glow in the dark, learning how that happens and seeing all the different things you can make with that. And of course, stuff to take home. You got to have stuff to take home from that camp.
So that's a really popular camp. We did Glow Camp last year. This is Glow Camp 2.
Glow Camp 2.
Because the kids just loved it. So that's another great camp where they're getting some awesome learning in these camps, especially science. So the social skills, all kinds of learnings go that we're sneaking it all in there and the kids don't even know what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking with our friends from Discovery Depot Children's Museum. June 27th, that week, what's coming up then?
After Glow Camp and Encanto, we are going to have Shrek Camp, and I am super excited about that one. That one's going to be all things messy, all things Shrek. Got to get into
slime and goo.
All gross things.
I mean, really, what are you preparing for that? I mean, obviously there's slime, but, you know.
We got slime. We've got sludge that you can eat. I'm excited about
Earwax.
I saw that. Earwax. Yes. What's the earwax? Tell me.
We can't tell you our secrets.
It's all a secret. Okay.
I can tell you. It will be a lot of fun. I know that.
All right.
But things with ogres and sludge and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then after that, we're going to move on to puppets and learning. There's so much cool history in puppetry, and so kids are going to get to learn a little bit about that and then design their own. They can design a puppet theater to take home, learn how to make different puppets, puppets that actually move. Obviously, you got to have the hand puppets. It's a classic. But then, you know, learning different things that are controlled different ways and really get to bring out their creative side.
You get to make your own theater and make your own script.
So there is a little bit of that drama theater class in there, too, as well.
That's so neat there. Okay. What's coming up the next week?
After that, we're going to look at print shop. So that's different things like screen printing, like they use for T-shirts and block printing, a lot of different styles for creating a lot of art from your own original design. And then after that, we're going to look at Kid Arcade in the afternoon. We're going to get to make our own arcade games, the classic ones, you know, that you see. The Bag of Happy Joes and that kind of thing. Yeah, Pac-Man.
Making your own arcade games.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
There are so many cool things that you can build yourself, and I am so excited to get to show kids that and see what they can make with their own hands.
Yeah, right, right. We're talking with Denise Gerstenberger. She's the executive director at Discovery Depot Children's Museum. Leslie Stransky is the program's coordinator. We're talking about each weekly camp as we get into July now, right?
Yes. We actually take a break for that 4th of July week because falls right in the middle of a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday camp.
Right.
So we skip a week and kind of regroup down there and make sure we're ready for the next batch of campers. But right off the bat, we're going to be doing a maker mix-up camp. So I'll let Leslie tell you a little bit more about that one. But it's definitely STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics that you're bringing into that camp.
Okay. Yeah, so we're going to just kind of get really into the creative side and look at things kind of outside the box in a way you might not see it before. Like, we'll have building challenges, like what can you make clothes out of cardboard? You know, things that you don't really think about a whole lot, kind of stretching your imagination a little bit, really getting kids into that design aspect where they can use their imagination to really build, see what they can build.
Yeah.
And then in the afternoon that week, we're going to have a sci-fi STEM camp. So again, along that science and engineering theme, they're going to really get into, it's really, you know, imagination theme. They're going to create their own sci-fi creature, build a mini world, design things that they think should be in the future. See where they think technology is going to be in a few years.
Now, these STEM camps, what are the ages that these camps are for?
These ones are designed for a little bit older. So we're with those two, it's going to be 6 and up and 7 and up.
Gotcha. Okay.
Our age is just guidelines.
Yeah.
Obviously there's a lot of parents that say, you know, my 3-year-old could do this camp. So it's just a matter of calling and talking to Leslie on the phone and saying, you know, they won't be 4 till August. Can they still come to this camp in June? So we do offer flexibility. It's just go ahead and give us a call. And because if you sign up online, it's going to ask you that age and it's going to cut it off right there. Or my front desk person may not know the flexibility.
Gotcha.
So it's just calling and asking for the program's coordinator and she can talk to you about what is going on in the camps.
Yeah.
In our last few minutes, I'd like to continue talking about our summer camps. Where did we end up? Kind of the middle of July, is that?
Yep. Actually, the very last week of July is where we left off.
Okay.
Yeah, so that week we're going to have an Avengers camp in the morning, and that camp is for the Marvel fan. For sure. And you get to kind of put yourself in that world. I'm excited about that one. You get to create a new Avenger, see what you think you would be like as one of the superheroes, and you really get to delve deep into that world.
You know, so the age is what, 6 to 53?
That's right.
Because I'm a huge Marvel Avenger fan. I'm a huge Marvel fan.
Just grab a 6-year-old and come on in.
Right. Come on. Help me out here. I'll make it worth your while. I got some cash here. Let's help me out.
There you go.
I just need to get into this camp. Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
You might like the afternoon one even a little bit more, because that is going to be all things sweet. That is our dessert wars.
Did you say dessert wars?
Dessert wars. Kind of like cake wars, except we are not just limiting ourselves to cake. We are learning all kinds of desserts that you can make. They're going to be recipes that the kids can take home and recreate, but they are definitely going to be challenged to the max of their creative and artistic ability with all of these.
Wow, that's
these
wonderful.
That's popular camp too.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Very much is.
I hope you are going to do baking and that kind of thing?
Yep.
Okay.
We do we do all kinds of desserts like you can't imagine.
Oh my gosh.
So, using all of our resources.
Yep.
Seeing what we can create.
Yeah. And now, are those the last two camps of the?
We have one more week of camps the first week of August.
Okay.
Yep, right before kids go back to school, we've got a Wildcrats camp. This was a really popular camp last year. We really get to delve deep into the animal kingdom, like the Wildcrat Brothers on PBS.
Yeah.
We're going to look at different creatures and the amazing things that they can do. You know, we actually ran this camp last year and we had a lot of fun with it. We learned about, you know, some animals the kids had never even heard of and things that you can do. So I'm excited about that one. And then we're ending the summer with a camp all about the U.S., right where we live. We're going to learn about history and culture and food, just kind of all over America. So I'm very excited about
that. We're going to track across the country.
Yeah.
So all of our camps, you know, inspire learning and keep kids in that whole mode of learning more, new things, science, math, reading. There's going to be all of that incorporated into all of the camps, which helps keep them ready for school. They retain more things when they're learning all summer long. So that's one of our outcomes of these camps, is to just keep kids engaged.
Sure. And again, very affordable.
Very affordable.
Yeah. Especially when it's a 3-day camp. You know, some of them, what, they range from, what, $40, $50?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there is a discount if you sign up for 4 camps.
Yep.
So if you have 2 kids and you're signing them each up for 2, you're going to get a discount.
Okay. So, and also members of Discovery Depot.
Yes, members get discounts as well.
Receive a discount.
Yep.
We didn't talk about membership a whole lot, but that's a big advantage too.
Yes.
If you're a member, like my wife and I, we have a grandparent membership, and it's such a great value.
It is. It pays for itself pretty quickly.
Yeah, it does. So, and to register for these camps, all they have to do is go to the website.
Yes. Mm-hmm. DiscoveryDepot.org.
Yeah. And you can pay for it and everything right there.
Yes. And they're on our Facebook and our Instagram as well with the link to the website to go pay for it.
And of course, you can stop in and...
Yes, and you can stop in and you can call in.
Okay, stop in or call in to register for these camps. We're talking with Denise Gerstenberger. She's the executive director of Discovery Depot Children's Museum here in downtown Galesburg. Leslie Stransky is the programs coordinator of Discovery Depot. You were talking about a traveling exhibit you've got coming up.
We do. It's exciting news for Galesburg.
Mm-hmm.
There has not been a traveling exhibit come into Galesburg other than, you know, rare days we'll have a special train car or something.
Yeah.
But this is... You know, what the big cities do, they bring traveling exhibits into their museums. And thankfully, we're able to do that this year with the support of the Knox County Board of Directors. We were awarded some ARPA funding.
Hmm.
And so we do have, right in the middle of January, we have Dinosaurs Land of Fire and Ice coming into the museum.
Oh,
and it'll
gosh.
Be there for 12 weeks. It will be taking up the second floor of the museum. And we're super excited about that.
Wow. And how much advance do they come in to set this thing up?
We will be doing it right after Christmas.
Okay. So
and it'll be there until mid of May.
Oh,
so no extra fee to see it. So if you're a member, it's all free.
It's all part of it.
Otherwise, it's part of your regular admission. So there's no additional cost to go up. And I believe it's approximately 2,000 square feet. of, or maybe 2,500 square feet of all dinosaurs. And we're super excited to be able to bring this into Galesburg. And one of the things that those traveling exhibits do is they bring people into your town to come see the dinosaurs. So we're hoping to bring a lot of visitors in to see our great community.
Okay, so keep that in mind. January, the dinosaurs are coming.
And I'll be talking to you about that closer to time.
I look forward to it. We've got Denise and Leslie from Discovery Depot Children's Museum. Leslie, we were talking about how you started at Discovery Depot as when you were in a part-time job back in high school, and now you're the programs coordinator. You're always looking for good people at Discovery Depot.
Yes, we are. People that love to be working with kids, and if kids aren't your thing, there's also the guest services position. You don't always work so much with the kids in that area, but my personal favorite is just working in the programs, working directly with the kids, and we're always looking for staff and volunteers to help with that.
Denise was talking about how you're getting back up to pre-COVID staff levels here.
Yes. Our visitors are coming back to those numbers, and so as the visitorship rises, we need more staff on hand to meet the needs of the visitors coming in.
So you are hiring right now.
We are hiring, and we say guest services is one of our biggest positions. Okay. So if you are all about greeting people, greeting families, telling them about great places in our community to go, things they can do while they're at the museum, then this is probably a position for you. We have a great team down there. And they all work together really well. Yeah. And we sell Galesburg. We're almost ambassadors to the community right there across from the Amtrak station.
Sure.
People that don't even have children will come in looking for where's a good place to go to eat. So we are definitely the warm fuzzy of Galesburg.
Sure. Yeah.
And so if that's something that appeals to you, I would definitely encourage you to come into the front desk and pick up an application.
Absolutely. And you're looking for volunteers too.
We do. We take volunteers year round.
Okay.
So there is a screening process. We do background checks, obviously. Mm-hmm. We work with kids and we need to be respectful of that. So we do have an application as well for volunteers to fill out.
Okay. Denise and Leslie from Discovery Depot Children's Museum here in downtown Galesburg. You can see Discovery Depot out and about all summer long. You've got a lot of summer outreach going on.
Right. Well, tonight, Leslie and her crew will be at First Fridays.
Oh, okay.
So we're
super
excited to kick off First Fridays tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're really excited about that. I love bringing things that kids can learn and make on the fly and bring with them. So it'll be not too long of a stop, but it will be a fun one for sure.
We will also, you'll see us at Cafe in the Park, Taste of Galesburg. We will be at the NAACP picnic. That's one that we attend every year. We do as much of that as we can. And as staffing levels increase, we're able to do more of that.
Sure.
So for example, Cafe in the Park is right during the middle of the day while we've got summer camps going on. So sometimes it's relevant to how many staff I have. Can I put two people at the park and have the four people I need down here to run the museum? But we're getting better at that, and we're happy that we can get back involved in those community events again.
And of course, if you're just looking to support Discovery Depot Children's Museum, you can do that very easily with your financial contributions.
Yes, it's on our website, so there is that right there.
That's
you can
a great
go
way
and it
to
goes
help.
To our PayPal.
Yeah.
And so PayPal is a nice, safe way to give. You can also just mail a check to us down at 128 South Chambers Street, and we'll get it.
Yeah.
We have a lot of great support in our community from all walks of life.
Yeah.
And we definitely appreciate it. It is what keeps Discovery Depot open and thriving in Galesburg, Illinois.
Sure. Individuals and corporate support, all of that.
Yes. Corporate support. Mm-hmm. We have support from, the Knox County Board, Knox County here, from our city of Galesburg as well.
Sure.
So those are the things that are important to make sure that we have this vibrant, growing museum for the next 20 years and our 27 as we are now.
That's right. Well, we're in our last couple minutes here. I wanted to go back around to remind folks to check out that calendar of summer camps that kick off next week, and remind people that you have new hours starting next week as well. You're opening earlier.
Yep, we're opening at 9 a.m. most days except for Fridays and Sundays, so we are there. We are closed still on Mondays.
Sure.
It's hard on the museum to be open 7 days a week with the number of visitors we have coming in, so Mondays are our deep clean day.
Oh, great.
So, we have to really get in and deep clean, obviously, with children, so we're not able to be open 7 days a week as much as we'd like to.
Okay. And again, a great resource is your website. It's really wonderful. DiscoveryDepot.org. Go there for everything Discovery Depot. So, and check your Facebook page,
our
too.
Our social media, yep.
Denise, Leslie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you for letting us share.
Absolutely. Looking forward to an exciting summer at Discovery Depot.
We are, too.
Yes, we are.